Baba Basra daf samach dalad omud aleph. If it's going to enter your mind that even when you sell a house, bistama, in general, without specifying that it already includes the depth and the height, koni, so the buyer also acquires umkaveruma, the depth and the height, the depth and the height of the house. If so, kigavaya sorat tvachim ha'avis, so when the fence is 10 tvachim high, who cares? What does it help us? Why is this roof not included in the sale? But we have to say from here that in a way that he didn't explicitly include that he includes the umkaveruma, so the height of the house is not included in the sale, and therefore the buyer does not acquire the roof who has which has a fence which is 10 tefachim high, and not the ear which is above it. And likewise, it also makes sense that he doesn't acquired the depth of the house. So if he did not explain it in explicitly say states of the shtar, like the opinion of Rav Dimi, the Gemara says no, there's no proof of it, because we can say that generally when a person sells a house, in general he also sells the depth and the height in the sale. But nevertheless, a roof that has a fence of 10 tefachim is not included in the sale. Kev on the gavaya sarat tefachim, since the fence is high 10 tefachim, choshiv, the roof is considered a house by itself, and it's not bottle, it's not secondary to the house beneath it. The Gemara brings a proof, not like Rav Dimi. Omer Ravina Rav Ashi, says Ravina Rav Ashi Toshma. Come and listen. That he occluded the depth and the height, even if she didn't say so. The Omer Ishlokish said before, so I'm going to give him a base. Zoyse Meres. This means, Zoyse Meres, this says, in meaning, the fact that the Braisa said before some Gimel Amud Aleph with regards to Maisa, that whatever this Moicher mentions in his words, a condition that has no need, we explain the intention that it is to add and to leave himself over a portion in the thing that he sold. From here we learn that a Moicher buys Lechaveiru, one who sells the house to his friend. And the seller says, Almanos Shed Yotol Yenishali, on the condition that the roof of the house that has defense 10 tefachim means mine, so you tell Yenishaloi, the upper story is here. So the Gemara explains, Amrina, we said, Lama Yilchasa, for what purpose did we know, teaches Halacha, that this condition helps? Even without a condition, the roof would remain in his property, because a person who sells a house, the roof that has a fence is not included, a fence of 10 tefachim is not included in the sale. So Rabbi Zvid Amar, Rabbi Zvid said that the condition helps for the matter that Sheim Rotzo, that if he wants Loitziba to take out in the upper roof, he wants to take out Zizin, the small beams towards the yard that he had sold Moitzi, he can take it out, and that is that he left himself over also a place in the yard so that he can take out the Zizin that are on top of it, just like before selling the house in the yard. And the intention of the seller to say is that he leaves himself over the total diuta, totally, even with regards to the matter of taking out the season from it. And then a papa says, no, that this condition only helps that imrotzo livnei sali al gaba, if he wants to build the attic on top of the house, boine can build, but without leaving over a specific condition, then he would not be able to build on top of it. So from these words of Rapapa, it's obvious that even if he didn't explain that he didn't specify that he includes the depth and the height, they are already included in the sale. Because if it would enter your mind that when you sell a house vistoma without including the depth and the width, leikoni, the buyer did not acquire the roof of the house and the ear that's above it, but that remains, that privilege remains in the hands of the seller, like Rav Dimi said, if so, Elom Ali Amanas, for what purpose did it help the condition of the seller when he says that Amanas should util and shali, that in the condition that the upper roof belongs to me? Even without saying that, the upper roof, the roof on top, remains in his rishus, and he's allowed to add and to build on top of it. But we have to say that when he didn't specify that he includes the depth and the width, yes, the roof remained the seller's. But, and since he had a fence there of 10 tefachim, and it's in an important place by itself, but the ear that's above the roof, that belongs to the buyer. Unless the seller, the Feirish, lives over, and he says that the upper story is mine. The Gemara says no. We can say that as long as a person did not explicitly say that he includes the depth and the bottom, the buyer does not acquire the height of the house, like Rav Dibi says. And the seller can actually build on top of the attic. But the Rapapa did not intend to say that the condition helps, that he's allowed to build on top of the yuta. But the intention is, ahanilate, it helps for him, amenas, on the condition that it's his yuta, the nofil. If the upper yuta falls down, hoder banila, the seller can go ahead and rebuild the roof. But without adding this condition, he would not be allowed to go ahead and rebuild it, because the house of the buyer is enslaved for the roof of the seller only as long as it's in his existence, like when he sold it to him, but not after his fall. But adding the tanai helps him that even later on he can go ahead and build it on top of it. Mishnah, next Mishnah. Our Mishnah is the continuation of the previous Mishnah, which explains what is included in selling a house stam. And our Mishnah adds to specify items from the use of the house that are not included in the sale. So one who sells a house and he didn't explain what is included with it, loy, didn't sell as haboyr, not the pit which is dug in the ground, in the floor of the house, for the purpose of gathering water. The loy es hadus, and not the dus. The dus is also a pit of water which is dug in the ground of the house, but the walls are surrounded with a structure of stones. And afal pisha kosov loy, even though he wrote him in the document that he's selling him also the umkoveruma, the depth and the height of the house, so the pit and the dus are not included in the sale, because what he added, the umka in the document, is only to include in the sale the ground, the property, the bottom, the floor of the house that he can dig for the use of the house. But he didn't intend to include with it the pits of water, which are not made for the use of the house, but just to draw water, and they are not secondary, they're not butled to the house. The Mishnah adds, "V'tzorich likach loy derech," and the seller needs to purchase from the buyer a passageway within the house in order to reach to his pit that he left over himself. Because an assumption is, in general, that the seller does not leave for himself over a passageway to the pit, because the custom of sellers is to sell with a good eye the house. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's the words of Rabbi Akiva. V'chachomim emrim, and the Chachomim say that the seller ain't tzarich likach liderech, he doesn't have to take a purchase for himself, a passageway to the pit, because it is the usual of the sellers to sell with a bad eye and to leave themselves over the passageway to the pit that they left over in their property. Umayda Rabbi Akiva, and the Rabbi Akiva admits to this, to the Chachamim, is man sha'omar loy, that if the time that the seller says to the buyer, my house is sold to you chutz me'elav, with the exception for the b'der and the dus, so then when he specifically says this, she'ein tzarech likach l'derech, so then the seller does not have to purchase a passageway to his pit, because since even without him saying chutz me'elos, the buyer and the dus would not be included in the sale. So what the extra language that he says chutz me'elo, besides this, is in order to leave over in his possession an additional thing besides the pit and the dus, and that is this the passageway to them. And likewise, Rabbi Akiva the Chacham argued the opposite way. If mecharon la'achir, if he sold the pit and the dus, and the house he leaves for himself, Rabbi Akiva says, he doesn't have to buy a passageway to the pit and the dus, because from the beginning he sold him the bar and the dus with a good eye, and the buyer was included in the sale, was also the passageway for the buyer to get there. That the buyer needs to go ahead and likach liderech to buy the passageway to his pit, because since he sold him the pit and the dus with a bad eye, so the passageway was not included in the sale, and he has to buy that separately. Gemara. The Gemara explains what is the difference between bur and dus. That's why the Mishnah has to teach both of them. Yosef Rabbina was sitting and questioning, hainu bur, hainu dus. since there is no difference between them, they're both dug in the ground, and they're both collections of water, why did the Mishnah have to explain the halacha by both of them that they're not included in the sale of the house? Amar le Rove Tosfa le Ravina. So Rove Tosfana answered to Ravina, Toshma, come and listen. The Tanya learned in the Braise, Echad Abayr veEchad Adus, whether it's a pit, whether it's a dus, they're both Bekarka, they're both dug in the ground. Elo Shehabayr, but the pit is done Bechafira, just by digging alone, in a place where the earth is very hard and it holds water without building walls inside of the pit. However, Vidus Vahadus, and the dus is a a hole which is covered, the binyan, with a wall, with walls that are inside it, because it's made in a earth which is soft earth, which is absorbs and doesn't hold the water without covering it with walls. And therefore, if our Mishnah would have just said the pit, Boyer, then we would say only a pit that has no structure is not considered like a house and is not included in the house. But a dus which is built with a structure, with the walls, so then that's similar to a house and it's included in it. And that's why he needed to tell you that even the dus is not sold. And if he would have sold the dus, if he would have just learned the dus, then there would have been room to make a mistake that only a dus, which is a structure by itself, is considered important and is not included with the house. But a pit which has no structure, that is not considered important, it's sold with the house, and that's why he had to teach us that also the pit is not sold. So now the Gemara brings again the question and the answers that are said in the name of other Amiroim. And likewise, Yosef Rav Ashi v'Kashi, Rav Ashi was sitting in question, Hayna Boyer, Hayna Dus, Boyer the same thing, so why did he have to learn both of them? Omar le Markshisha v'Dei Rav Chizda Rav Ashi, so Markshisha, the son of Rav Chizda Rav Ashi, Toshma, come and listen, the Tanya, we learn the Braise, Echad Boyer v'Echad Dus, whether it's the pit, whether it's the dus, they're both Bekarka, they're both dug into the ground, Elosha Boyer, but rather that the pit is done Bechapiro, just digging the car in the ground without a structure, Vahadus, but the dus is a digging which is covered inside the binyan with walls of stone, and that's why you have to learn them both, as explained before. We learned in our Mishnah with regards to one who sells, that he leaves himself over the pit or the dus, he has to buy himself, he purchases himself away in order to get to his pit. This is Rabbi Akiva, this is the words of Rabbi Akiva. Chacham said he doesn't need to purchase himself away. The Gemara explains now the reason for their disagreement. My lab, hokom mifligei. Shall we not say this is what they're arguing about? That this is the svara, that there's a disagreement between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Akiva.